Turn in our Bibles to Mark chapter 15. So I invite you to turn there. If you have your Bibles at home with you too, please open them to Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 20. And the title of this section of verses tonight is called The Soldiers Mock Jesus. And the title of my message is Jesus Mocked and Stripped of the Purple Cloak. I will emphasize that tonight. And also just the mocking that he experienced and went through. At the end of my message here this evening, we will go through a process of stripping the altar, which you will see different people take part in that tonight. And Taylor and Jamie Mosier will be singing for us. And others will be removing stuff and reading parts of Scripture as we continue. So follow along tonight, and I just pray that you prepare your heart for this as well. And so let's read the Lord of the Word together, if you'd follow along with me. Beginning at verse 16. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've opened your word and read from it, may you bless that word and bring it to life this evening. Lord, we pray that it will speak to us in a new and fresh way. Lord, may you send your spirit into this place, and may you fill me with that same spirit as I bring this message to your people. And Lord, I pray for those that will hear this message. Lord, may you enlighten them with your spirit, and may you just open their hearts and minds and souls to hear your word tonight. In Jesus we pray, amen. Have you ever wondered why purple is so significant to Holy Week? And especially to Maundy Thursday. If you look around up here tonight, you'll see purple on the cross and purple on the altar and purple on the banners behind and so on. What is the significance of the color purple? Have you ever wondered why the Bible records in such detail also the humiliation of Jesus Christ? And you can find it in other books of the Bible as well. There are several points of humiliation we see in this set of verses tonight. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They saluted him. They spit on him. Disrespectfully mocked who he was as the true king, our Savior. But the most significant is the purple cloak being stripped away. And I'd like to focus on that tonight. From verse 20. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. I don't think that Jesus was angry with them, but I think he had a very heavy heart, for they didn't understand who he was and what he had to offer them. Let's talk about this color purple just a little bit. Purple was expensive. It was hard to produce, especially in those times. If you were with us here several weeks back, we talked about one of the seven churches being Thyatira. In this particular city, it was known for its purple dye. This is where the dye would have arrived from in Scripture. This city produced it. And let me talk to you a little bit about what it took to produce this dye. And some of you might know this story already, but it is quite interesting in Jesus' time what they had to do. The purple dye was provided by the harvesting of shellfish in the Mediterranean Sea. It took 250,000 mollusks to make 1 ounce of the dye. These creatures were killed in order to color the thread purple. Purple clothes were a mark of high rank, as it was very expensive, usually one of royalty. Each person who wore this color wore a robe that told of a great sacrifice, of many shellfish, of lots of hard work to come to this point. But it's also a perfect blend of blue and red to come to the color purple. Blue shows the royalty of Jesus, and red shows his humility, or maybe even his blood. None wore it as a symbol of sacrifice more than our Lord. That is who Jesus was, the sacrificial lamb. God's perfect man and man's perfect God. He was all man and yet all God at the same time. Did you also know that the word Canaan literally means land of the purple? Jesus wore the robe and gave the sacrifice that we might live in Canaan. Now, it's not the biblical Canaan that we are so used to reading about, but it has a reference to something greater. The land of purple someday. Heaven. That's what it points to. The land of purple. Now imagine with me, as the soldiers led him away into the palace, which would be the governor's headquarters, their entire battalion, some 600 footmen, entered the palace with Jesus. Roman soldiers, guards, filled the courtyard. They stripped him of his clothes, and they placed this purple cloak over him. The purple cloak was given as to mock him as the king of the Jews, one who had no power or authority anymore. They thought that this was it. No more would Jesus bring healing. No more would Jesus perform miracles upon this earth. They bowed down to him as to belittle him. Jesus was no king. They spit on him. They hurled insults at him. They used their reeds to pound the crown of thorns on his head. Everyone turned against Jesus. Even his own followers disowned him. So my question for you tonight, how many times in your life have you and I disowned Jesus? And you might think, well, I don't know, have I? And if I was to ask you some more questions, maybe you'd say, well, now I get it. Now I understand. Have you ever sinned? That's how we disown Jesus. We turn from him. And all of us have sinned. All of us have disowned Jesus at some point in our lives, and we will continue to do that. But God's grace, God's sacrifice is greater than our sin. And our sins put him on that cross. The purple cloak symbolizes the kingdom of the whole world on Jesus' shoulders. That's what he wore that night. That's what he'll go to the cross with tomorrow, the weight and the sins of the world from the beginning until its end. He bore it all. Christ was to receive this, in which he was to obtain by the shedding of his most precious blood. We deserve death, but Jesus took our place. Let me share you a story with you this evening about a man that you'll probably see on the screen here in a little bit. His name is a father. He was a priest, Maximilian Kolbe. He was a Polish priest. He was sentenced to Auschwitz prison camp for refusing to cave in to the Nazi demands to keep the church quiet and what was going on in the land in World War II, Germany. In a moment of courage, Father Maximilian Kolbe stepped out of line to volunteer to die in the place of someone else who had been chosen for death along with nine others, all because one person had escaped this Auschwitz prison camp, and he fled, and he was successful. And for punishment, the guards decided that nine others must die, along with Father Kolbe, who volunteered to take the place of somebody else. The startled commander first kind of stepped back, but then he accepted his offer. Father Kolbe joined the line of men being herded to their death. They were ordered to take off all their clothes. Christ died on the cross wearing very little clothes. And this is what he said before he died. He shouted out as he took off his pants and his thin shirt, It is only fitting that I suffer as he suffered. Just like Father Colby, Jesus took the place of you and I. We were the ones who escaped the prison camp of sin and death. Jesus didn't volunteer to die. This was a difficult thing. He was chosen by God to die for all sinful humanity, but he willingly took the place of all guilty humans because he loved you and I. On this day, everything was taken away from him. For a moment, I'd like you to think about Good Friday. Tomorrow, roughly around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, some 2,000 years ago, his life was taken from him, and the world would be a very dark place. As we continue this service tonight, we will strip the altar of all its worth and meaning to give you a deeper sense of his sacrifice to us. And so, as we continue in the service tonight, you'll see different people take different parts, and I'd like to invite them up at this time as they lead us in the stripping of the altar.